Welcome to the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio. We've got a fast-paced hour of fishing, hunting, and conservation covering the nation and the Northwest, including 13 extra minutes of local content you'll only hear on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
It's Saturday morning, and I think it's fair to say we are all longing to go fishing and hunting again. This week on the show, Nan Devlin is back with us at the bottom of the hour with a suggestion on planning a trip now for September or October to Oregon's Tillamook Coast, because that will be prime time for crabbing, clamming, and fishing. They'll all be going full throttle. We'll also chat with Bob Loomis again at the end of the show as he shows off a brand new lure for walleye from Max Lure you are going to want to get your hands on. One place you'll be able to find that lure is at your local Sportsman's Warehouse store. And in the greater Puget Sound region, you'll find all four stores are open in Puyallup, Federal Way, Silverdale, and Everett. The hours 11 to 5, and they have what you need not only for hunting and fishing and hiking and camping, but also home security, especially when it comes to firearms and ammunition, two things that are as almost as hard to find in other stores as toilet paper. As for our current situation, anglers and hunters are getting frustrated with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife and Governor Jay Inslee, and you really can't blame them. Fishermen in particular are steaming about the fact that recreational boating seems to be okay, but dropping a line in the water from a boat is not. During the nice weather that we saw last week in the run-up to Easter, there were plenty of boats, from yachts and sailboats to kayakers and wakeboarders, out on the water from the Columbia River to Lake Union to Puget Sound, and all sorts of other waterways around the state. This isn't meant to disparage boaters. I'm glad you're getting out there. It's simply an observation about how illogical this is, since boating is legal, but fishing from the same boat is not, and the spread of the coronavirus is equal under both scenarios. I reached out to WDFW about this, and Public Affairs Director Kerry McCausland replied their agency is sticking by their closure of public land, state boat ramps, and fishing to minimize travel and thereby protect public health. She stated they don't have the authority to regulate boating like they do fishing and hunting. Plus, they can't close county or private boat ramps. That's up to the individual counties and property owners. I also reached out to John Schneider, Governor Inslee's policy advisor on outdoor recreation. His only reply was to email a letter from Governor Inslee sent to several state representatives in late March when they asked him to reconsider his stance on recreational fishing. His answer was, and remains, no, for the same reasons outlined by Kerry McCausland at WDFW. In other words, nobody's answering the basic question as to why it's okay to engage in recreational boating, but it's illegal to drop a line from these boats while you're on the water. There's simply no logic to this. It's gotten to the point that protests are planned today at some locations in Washington to include Columbia Point in Richland, where a group called Let Us Fish has been promoting a rally on social media. Others are signing online petitions, making the rounds on social media, and still others are contacting their state representatives, senators, and WDFW, asking them to open up fishing again. The next question, though, is how do we open up fishing again while keeping our social distance and limiting our COVID-19 footprint by staying close to home? There are options so we don't have a free-for-all when our lakes and rivers open again that will result in an immediate closure. One option is a slow opening, where you are only allowed to fish in the county you live in, thereby obeying the state's stay-at-home order, or at least the stay-near-home intent. Another option is to do what Rhode Island is doing, with people having a last name starting with A and running through M fish one day, and those with a last name starting with an N and going through Z, they fish the next. Such a rule is meant to limit fishing pressure by 50% on their state waters. Will options like this be a challenge to enforce? Yes, they will. But let's be clear, 49 other states still have fishing open as of the day I'm recording this, and only Washington is saying, no, we're not. I can only hope that come May 4th, our waters begin to open up again and our forests do as well for hunting.
That's your first local shot of the outdoors. Now let's see what's going on across the nation.